Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, October 20th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. This morning seems to be particularly interesting. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. I feel like we're getting a lot of interference today on a variety of levels because I think because I have a special guest. I haven't announced him publicly until now, but who knows? Who knows who's listening in? And I think this is going to be a powerful and influential broadcast. So I'm excited. My special guest today is Justin Bryant, the creator of the YouTube channel, Just Incredible Things. And he makes some of the best videos on YouTube out there. They're fantastic. And some of his recent videos have included excellent coverage of the Las Vegas incident, which we'll get to. And also yesterday's event in Gainesville. More on that in just a minute. But I want to thank you, first of all, Justin, for coming on the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's really an honor. Definitely, truly honored to have this opportunity.
You know, I always joke. People say that my voice is kind of, I don't know, soothing or whatever, and I talk slower than most folks. And I think, you know, you kind of sound like, and I don't mean this in a derogatory sense at all, but you sound like a kind of a good old boy. You know, just kind of a common guy.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
You're not like one of those Rhodes Scholar, you know, Ivy League silver tongued guys. You're just one of the
not at all
common man, as they say. And so this should be an interesting broadcast of, you know, two guys with that sort of style. Who knows? Maybe folks will take a nap. Hopefully they'll get informed, but
I've been told the same thing. My voice is a bit too soothing sometimes. A lot of people on the channel have nicknamed me the hillbilly hippie, and they said that, you know, you got this kind of real, you know, twang to you, but then this, you know, peace and love every once in a while. And I said, you know, it comes from, I guess, the way I was raised. My dad was your typical backwoods kind of country boy, taught me how to hunt, fish, and survive, and, you know, how to hold my fist when I needed to. But my mom taught me how to help that person up after a fight and give them a hug and go talk to them. So it was definitely an eye-opening way to grow up. I had definitely, you know, dark and light, yin and yang. It was very interesting. You know, dad was very rough, but mom was, you know, open your eyes to the world. There's a much bigger picture to see.
It sounds like the iconic American upbringing, you know? I mean, that, to me, harkens back to reading books like Mark Twain's writings and, whatever happened to that. You know, if we had more of that these days, I think we'd be in pretty good shape in America.
It's funny. I think people have definitely, you know, they're leaning towards technology now, and they want the shorthand of things, and they don't want to read too deep into it. They just want to kind of sit back and have everything microwaved to them. And it's funny. Yeah. You know, we're very impatient society. We want everything right now, right there, and then. And for reading a book or something, and actually, for me, that was one of the biggest things. My dad always pushed reading. And, you know, to see society the way it's gone, and I could give an example. I was on a construction site one day, and we were talking about things we were doing, and I was talking about reading a book. I had actually picked up 1984 again to read it. It had been a while, so I wanted to read it again. Well, as soon as I said, I'm reading a book, one of the guys spoke up and said, "You read books, you're dumb." And I looked, and I said, "This is where we're at now. If and you read a book,
exactly,
you're dumb."
Yeah. That's exactly, I mean, that's Orwellian doublespeak, doublethink at its finest. I mean, that's ironic.
Well, you know, society dumbed down. That's what they want. They don't want people reading. They don't want people to go back and look at history and look at the fact that history repeats itself constantly. For me, I messed up a lot. I got in a lot of trouble when I was younger. It was one of the reasons I ended up, I got into martial arts when I was young. I started fighting in my 20s. I cage fought for 6 years. That might be why sometimes either it knocked some sense into me or slowed me down a bit. I haven't figured it out quite yet. But you see just the way society has been dumbed down, though, and the way that they don't want us looking at that history. And like I said, for me, I had to go back and educate myself through all that anger. I missed out on my education. I missed out on school. I missed out on paying attention. So after school, that's when I really kind of woke up, and especially when my son was born. It really opened my eyes. My son was 2.5 months premature. He was 3 pounds, 2 ounces, 211. He flatlined 3 times. And I had all this anger before that, and I had all this animosity towards everybody, and I thought I had had it rough. And when I saw this kid who didn't have a choice but to fight, and he was a natural at it, it showed me how weak I was and how much more I needed to gain in my life. So at that point, it was, okay, now we step it up. Now I need to show him that I'm just as strong as him. And, you know, I didn't want to grow up being a dumb old dad either. I wanted to be able to educate my son. And you actually see in some of my videos, he pops up, makes a little appearance here and there. And he's got quite a brain on him, quite a brain. He's the complete opposite of what I was in school.
He actually
got us a he made a Hillary comment in one of the videos, I guess, about a year ago, which got that video demonetized because they said it was too extreme. The whole video is just me and my son walking in the woods having a conversation, and he happens to say a comment about Hillary, so they demonetized that one. So I guess my son's too extreme also.
Yeah. That reminds me, I have a son too, and I remember when he was in third grade, the elections, that was a while ago, 2008 election cycle, I think that was, and that's been a while, but he went to school one day, and his teacher had one of those bifurcation fallacy exams. Basically, two options. You have this candidate or that candidate. Who are you going to vote for? And these kids are in grade school. And just another example of the social conditioning they go through. And my son said,
completely.
My son said, I can't vote. She said, who are you going to vote for? And he said, I can't vote. My candidate. He had actually Ron Paul came to town during that election cycle, and my son stood out on a corner, a snowy corner one day, and basically stood next to me while we bullhorned and told people, you know, come see Ron Paul. When Ron Paul came out and spoke to the audience, he stopped and shook my son's hand. So it was kind of fun.
Incredible.
But having met Ron Paul, you know, his teacher says, who are you going to vote for, this guy or that guy? And he says, my candidate's not among the choices, so I can't vote. And she said, no, you got to vote for somebody. And he said, no, I can't do it. In third grade. So I was, same
That's
thing.
Awesome.
You know,
just, he stood up.
Yeah. Just amazing.
Well, it's gotten a shame because you can't actually you have to shut your kids down when they go to school these days. You almost have to put a filter on them before they walk in because the way I've raised my son, I've been open with him about things because I want him to know that they don't want you to think, son. They want you to go in there and they want you to stand in line and do everything you're told. They want you to just listen to whatever supposed fact they give you and regurgitate it. And we don't have classes of thinkers. I was so shocked to hear one of my son's teachers this year say, I want a class of thinkers, not doers. And that was the only teacher actually shook his hand. I was just shocked. And I said, I really hope that you're going to stand behind what you say, because we have all too little of that these days.
Yeah.
It's nothing but programming, basically.
I'm sure that it's the same. It's not, and exactly, it's not just programming, now it's gone to the level, I'm sure you've seen the same thing. I'm shocked at the level of surveillance they have now too. You go into the school buildings that look more like prisons than schools, and the administrative staff treats parents like they're criminals, kind of like the kids that are there. But you see stuff like at the beginning of the year, these things these kids come home with that have them filling out forms to take back to school that ask them, what do your parents believe? Do they have guns in the house?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, just all kinds of crazy stuff. It's unbelievable.
Living in Gainesville, college town, very liberal town, which is kind of shocking because when you get on the outskirts, it's the complete opposite. Most of the locals who grew up here, like myself, we kind of got pushed to the outside because we couldn't handle what had happened to the middle of the town, the city. Mm-hmm. And the things my son has come home with, and the same thing, when I go to his school, I feel like, almost like I'm walking into jail. And I can't imagine the feeling that kids get because they're almost desensitized to that feeling now. If you grow up with all these cameras around you, you're constantly being watched. That's the norm for you. You have no say in it now. And that's part of that programming. And it comes in so many different packages and aspects that they don't realize it. They're just, you know, and most of these parents out there, unfortunately, aren't going to voice this to their children and say, hey, you know, look around you. It's kind of the, you know, as we talked once before, it's the know your surroundings. And you're desensitized to your surroundings.
Yeah, and they're so desensitized, it's like a crude, hackish sort of Truman Show experience, and it's really not even masked so much. And yet, you know, like you're saying, that most of them are oblivious to it. It's happening on so many levels in so many ways. You know, one of the things on that note that always kind of stuck in my mind was being at a middle school cafeteria and seeing a big banner across the top of the cafeteria that said something. I think it said it had there was a big red circle over the word drugs, big red circle with a line through it. So basically, you know, drugs are bad. And most of those kids are on psychotropics. A lot of them are on Ritalin and different stuff.
I was actually going to bring that up.
There's no distinguishing between good drugs and bad drugs. And really, you know, in this case, there are no good drugs. But the point is, they're giving them the message that all drugs are bad, but they're putting them on drugs, which frags someone's hard drive. It frags your logic process. Basically, it's like an infinite loop that burns out your processor, so to speak, in your brain, because your mind's going, wait, drugs are bad, I'm on drugs. Drugs are bad, I'm on drugs. And eventually logic just shuts down, and it's part of the fragging of their little hard drives. And
well, they can't distinguish which drug is bad anymore.
Exactly. So no wonder critical thinking is a graduate level class these days when, you know, mom and dad used to just call it common sense.
I've already had one argument with my son's school this year so far with the whole vaccination issue. He got sent home because he didn't have one of his 3,000 shots they wanted to stick him with. I mean, it's gotten to a point where, you know, they send me something home. I'm like, well, what is this one for? Oh, that's so he doesn't get fleas. I mean, it's just, how many more shots can we put in the kids before they just kind of, you know, walk around like, you know, living pincushions? It's gotten overboard. I mean, as long as I guess I say I'm some kind of different religion other than Christian or something like that, then I can get them out of it. But if I'm a God-fearing normal person, then obviously I have to go along with the rules. Right. And almost be punished for that.
Which always reminds me of Bertrand Russell's words in The Impact of Science on Society when he wrote, diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that authorities consider desirable, and any serious criticisms of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they're so. Exactly.
Well, exactly. The scenario. It's Oh yeah, it's constantly forced into us, force fed. How great everything is. You know, you can't question anything in society today. You have to just go along with it. And if you don't put on a smile, and you're going to be put in the Clockwork Orange room and be reprogrammed these days. It's gotten insane.
Yep. Well, you know, as you're,
I was going to say, just look at yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get into that for sure. It's as your YouTube channel describes, as the title describes, just incredible things. I mean, this is quite an age that we live in, and I'm constantly amazed at how things are accelerating. We were talking earlier before the broadcast about AI and things. You've done a number of videos. I've talked about how we're ahead of schedule, actually, on their little programming scenario.
Yeah, I've said the same.
Hear the music. We're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back with my special guest, Justin Bryant, right after a short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
once again, I'm joined by my special guest, Justin Bryant, creator of the YouTube channel, Just Incredible Things. As I said, he's made some of the best videos on YouTube. Just fantastic. So go check it out. I don't know exactly how to put it in a better way than to say that he shares a very enlightened, informed perspective with a very sort of folksy style, if that makes sense. So it's very informative, but very soothing. I know that some people, Melissa Dykes just did a video, I think it was published yesterday over at TruthStream Media, and she talked about the fact that she gets a lot of comments from folks that say everything you talk about is really a downer, it's really depressing, and basically, you know, she says, I'd rather know the truth, and even if it's depressing, then pretend that I'm happy when things are really bad. I used to live that way, and that just doesn't work for me. So I think Justin's videos are great from the standpoint that they're very informative, but also they feel encouraging and hopeful, which I think is great. And that obviously is not to take anything away from TruthStream Media. That's not the point here. I think their videos are fantastic too, and we've played clips from theirs. I'm making the contrast if that can be made. So I encourage folks to go check out Justin's YouTube channel at Just Incredible Things. And in this segment, Justin, I wanted to maybe talk about the background and how you got started, because your channel, you created your channel back in 2012, mm-hmm. right?
Well, I created it, but I really didn't start doing stuff till probably about a year ago. My son, I really owe a lot to him as far as pushing me to do this. He was getting into YouTube and telling me all about it, and he said, you know, Dad, you always got something to say. You got a big mouth. Why don't you put it to use and go on there and actually talk about some stuff? And when I first started, you know, I've always been, you know, kind of into this movement. I've always had my eyes open, but I didn't know, was that the path I was going to take? When I first started, you know, I was kind of mixing it up. There was all kinds of things on there, from me wrangling a snake to strange objects in the sky, even doing repairs on how-to, irrigation stuff, things like that. And then I kind of stumbled on to, it was actually the Mandela Effect, as crazy as it is. I kind of stumbled on to it, and I started talking about that. And after things got going with that, I said, you know, this, I'm interested, I'm fascinated by it, but I said, you know, there's something missing. It's not me all the way here. This is not really who I am. So then I started getting a little bit more political with it, and I really wanted to put my feelings out there, but I try to do things in a bit of a twist. I you know, with so much doom and gloom in the world, you know, we're almost constantly bombarded. You can't flip a TV on and watch the news, which I try to stay away from mainstream. I mean, even Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook in 2 years. You flip it on, and you're constantly bombarded with all this, you know, just horrible things. You can't watch the news and go away feeling good. And so I wanted to kind of show people, you know, there's still that light. And not along, also along with that, you know, we can't forget what we're fighting for. We all get into this movement, and we get sucked in. I've been guilty of it. My girlfriend, which I love to death, is supportive. I mean, somebody that's helped me really take steps and strides in my life, hopefully future wife, to really push myself to be that better person. And along with that, my son, who from the very first day he's been on earth, showed me how to fight. But sometimes we get lost in this movement. Sometimes we get so, you know, just bombarded with all this stuff. We're constantly doing research. We're constantly trying to get the videos up. We're trying to get the facts out, trying to find the truth. Sometimes we lose sight of why we're doing it. And I don't want people to ever do that. If you forget what you're fighting for, then what are you fighting for? And a lot of times, I think people get lost. They get, all we do is cover
into a break. Hold that thought.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he
right, welcome back. Joined once again by my special guest, Justin Bryant, creator of the YouTube channel Just Incredible Things. Go check it out. It's fantastic, excellent content, some of the best coverage of current events and things. Justin, you talked a little bit about kind of how you got into it, and I want to kind of move on because I mean, it's already been a half an hour. I can't believe it's the bottom of the hour, but the first hour already. That's how it works.
So it's definitely moving quicker than I thought it would.
Yeah, me too. Back to yesterday's event, I want to just kind of a little primer on yesterday's event. I usually talk about Albert Pike's allegedly spurious, I call it, or apocryphal letter to Giuseppe Mazzini outlining three world wars and how everything that's happening seems to coincide with that scenario that Pike allegedly wrote to Mazzini about the Third World War. And he wrote specifically, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists, which I would argue is represented by this thing we call Israel, so-called Israel, which is a modern geopolitical contrivance, and the leaders of the Islamic world, which I would argue is political Islam, and largely coming out of that unholy alliance between Ibn al-Wahhab and his Wahhabi sect and Saudi Arabia. So you have political Zionism and political Islam on the world stage. That's a sort of new development. The way that they're collided together is pretty easily identifiable in the Middle East in particular. But then Pike wrote, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, or political Islam, as I would say, and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. That seems to be pretty self-evident. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. And, of course, the nihilists are the folks that want to burn everything down, all social convention, all tradition, all moorings, societal moorings. And the atheists, generally speaking, are the folks that have no regard for the sanctity of life. And so we sort of see that emergence too. Continuing, he wrote, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against this, against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And there's more I won't get into right now, but that seems to be exactly what's happening. And when we see, for example, Richard Spencer speaking yesterday at the University of Florida Gainesville Phillips Center for the Performing Arts, it to me is just kind of emblematic of that scenario. And I want to get to the mainstream coverage of that real quick, and then your coverage of it, and talk about that a little bit. So, Mr. Bordop, if you're ready, can you play that? This is News 6 Orlando's Lewis Bolden, who, by the way, is a black gentleman, of course. And the only reason I say that is because of who Richard Spencer is and kind of what he represents. So News 6 Orlando's Lewis Bolden. Yeah, can you hear me?
I lost you for a second.
Interesting. We're having some weird technical difficulties for those that are listening, so bear with us. Anyway, this is News 6 Orlando's Lewis Bolden, who covered the event yesterday. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
6 at 5, getting results. I'm Lisa Bell.
Glad you're with us tonight. I'm Matt Austin. Spencer's speech overpowered by the chanting of those against him.
Well, I'm not going home.
Security for the event, very tight. Restrictions were put in place to keep the peace on campus. Hundreds of officers were also in place.
Sky 6 was over the scene. You could see the extent of how many people were outside that event. Safe to say hundreds were protesting this speech. Tonight, News 6's Lewis Bolden. He was at the speech. He joins us live from Gainesville. Lewis, that speech just wrapped up, I'd say, less than 30 minutes ago. What happened?
Well, Matt, it was not standing room only inside the auditorium here at the University of Florida, but it was pretty crowded. Richard Spencer's team handed out about 700 tickets to this speaking engagement this afternoon, but it appears most of those ticket holders were not Spencer supporters. When Richard Spencer walked on stage, the crowd stood, but it was not a standing ovation. Spencer was booed, as were the two men who tried to introduce him. The racially mixed crowd even chanted Black Lives Matter over and over. Spencer was scheduled to speak for about an hour, then have Q&A for an hour. He never got to speak, so eventually started taking questions just to try to be heard.
My question was, what are you still doing here?
I guess perhaps I could ask
I don't perhaps
you
nothing. What are you still doing here?
What am I still doing here? I am speaking. I am engaged in a dialogue. We have a scheduled event that you and your friends are attempting to violently disrupt.
I want
to
say this.
And I won't let you.
I'm going to say this. These aren't my friends. These aren't my friends. This is my community. These are my people.
Your community.
Now, most of that Q&A went just about like that, with someone from the audience asking a question. But then when Spencer tried to answer that question, the crowd just drowned him out over and over again. Before the speaking engagement, Richard Spencer actually had a press conference where he spent the first 10 minutes asking a network reporter to recant part of his story, where he apparently reported that not everyone was welcome at Spencer's speaking engagement. It turns out most everyone was welcome, but most of the people there were not Spencer supporters. Matt?
Safe to say that. Lewis Bolden live for us. Thank you.
So that's the mainstream coverage. I wish that we had time to play your video. Your video titled, You had two videos on the event so far. Richard Spencer speaking in Gainesville, Florida. Mainstream calling it a powder keg. They want this chaos, which is fantastic. That's a great video. And then the other one titled Richard Spencer Protests Live in Gainesville, Florida, where you were live streaming the event. And that's a 23-minute video. I wanted to play, like we were talking about earlier, I wanted to play your video before the event, just so folks could kind of get a flavor of the
build up.
Yeah. I don't know if, I mean, maybe we should hold off on that, but I don't know if you want to give your take on that now or should we just play the video?
I mean, as far as listening to the mainstream, I mean, once again, you hear, they tell you one thing when in reality, I mean, just the guy speaking about this being his community. Now, here's the deal. I grew up here. This is my community. I was born and raised. I have a gator tattooed on my back. I mean, I have lived this town since the days I walked. Most of these people that were here yesterday weren't from this community. Weren't from this area. Most of them were groups put together, bussed up here. As I put it, you know, talking about the kids that were here, the Black Lives Matter, this mixed group, supposedly, I could have counted probably on my fingers and toes how many blacks or other than white were there. There weren't that many. And this whole mixed narrative that went on is just, it's a farce. It's a complete lie, as usual. But the things I heard, I mean, as far as the buildup, and I'm not sure as far as details of what happened last night. I haven't had a chance to really look around town and see what was done. But this whole peacefulness that they give this group and kind of portray them as this peaceful group, and we've both seen it, it's nothing like that. You know, there was violence.
Absolutely.
There was talk of violence, and we saw it happen. I mean, right as I entered this area, there was violence right when I got there. people talking about, you know, a fair fight. Well, I don't fight fair. And it was just constant hate and hate. And what really just boggles my mind, this whole fascist movement, you know, if any of them actually looked up the definition of a fascist, they'd realize real quick that's what they're doing. They allow nobody to speak, hateful or not. It doesn't matter. We have basically two groups, if they want to say one speaks hate and the other one's peace, but in reality it's two versions of hate, and it's just clashing in the middle, and it's nothing but distractions. And that's kind of how I believe in that one video you're referring to. It's kind of a lot of what I was talking about. It's this whole buildup. They want to just amplify and pour fuel on the fire. The media builds it up as this movement, this passionate movement for freedom and stopping the hate, when really, in reality, it's nothing but, as they put it, a powder keg that they want to explode. And they want to exploit that explosion between us, and more division between us. It's a constant divide and conquer scenario since the beginning of history. And as I told you earlier, I mean, they don't have to do much anymore because people are doing it to themselves. We've gotten so separated and so closed-minded, and that's all I saw yesterday. On this peaceful side, I tried to speak with people. I tried to talk with them. Nobody wants to hear you. They constantly initially judge a book by its cover. They see me. They hear the voice. They see the boots and the jeans. And they automatically assume, oh, he's one of them. He's a racist. He's going to speak hate. And all
And you were talking about that in your video, how you made the observation that both sides seem to kind of cut their hair the same and they look the same in ways. They don't realize that. And you said, you know, even my hair is cut like that because – dang it, I like my haircut like that, I think is basically the way you put it. And, you know, it's
I'm just happy I have it these days.
Yeah, right on. Absolutely. About the violence is absolutely true. And I think on that note, real quick, I think John Lennon put it pretty well. If you're ready with that, Mr. Bordov, go ahead.
When it gets down to having to use violence, then you play in the system's game. The establishment irritate you. Pull your beard and flick your face to make you fight. Because once they've got you violent, then they know how to handle you.
There you go.
So true.
Once they got
so
violent,
true.
They know how to handle you. The only thing they don't know how to handle, he said, is nonviolence and humor. And they've turned humor on its ear now. And humor, I mean, look at all the late night talk shows, basically, that are inciting the same kind of vitriolic rhetoric, and they're calling it humor, or Saturday Night Live, just the awfulness, basically, that the writers
The PC movement killed humor, and it killed openness towards each other. This whole PC movement, I mean, just back into the 90s, and it's really not everybody. If you were to come to my job sites and see this mixture of people that I work with, from Latino, Black, White, you name it, and we're talking about all different, you know, varieties of Latino, and the way we talk to each other, it's hilarious to sit in a restaurant and look at the people next to us and the look of fear almost because of the things we say to each other, because we don't let that PC bother us. We know we're humans, and we can still just joke around and actually celebrate each other's differences, make fun of them, have fun with it, and we're still friends at the end. And society has put this PC world in front of us to where you can no longer comment about anything other than yourself, or you're going to offend somebody and you're going to hurt their feelings, and that we feel too much. And it's the complete opposite. The only thing they feel now is anger. And I mean, that's John Lennon said it best. I mean, because anger is easily controlled, because once you're angry, you just keep fueling it more and more. I've been in that situation. I've been that angry person. And it's much easier to keep getting madder about something than it is to turn around and use reason and take a step back and look at what you're doing and change that. And too many people will not do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. George Bush, you know you're in trouble when the ACLU and SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and George W. Bush are sort of iconic and heroes on some level, you know you're in trouble when we've come to that point. I mean, the ACLU and the SPLC were radical organizations when they were created. George W. Bush was considered, you know, a Nazi and the devil. I remember when Ahmadinejad came to New York to speak at the UN General Assembly, and that should have been a clue to folks. You know, he's mm-hmm. Public enemy number one, but we'll give him we'll sanction his trip here to American shores. That should have been a clue. But he shows up, and as he walks into the UN General Assembly, he says, "Wow, it smells like sulfur," because Satan was just standing here, basically referring to George W. Bush. But now we've come to a point where all of a sudden
he's on late night talk shows.
The ACLU and SPLC are legitimately, they were the radicals pushing the envelope when they were created, and now they're sort of the anchor holding stuff back, and you can see some of their cases and you go, whoa, they're right. You know, this is wrong. That is wrong. It's kind of a sign of the times, a frightening one at that. But I'm thinking of W's speech yesterday where he said, too often we judge other groups by their worst examples while judging ourselves by our best intentions. I think of those seven countries in 5 years, for example, and the NATO alliance that's attacked all of those folks in the name of the Yanan project or the Yanan plan and Greater Israel and the Wolfowitz doctrine. But like you're saying,
well, it's attacked in the name of freedom.
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of virtue signaling that you were just talking about, that folks get sucked into in that PC movement, is exactly what we need to resist. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back with my special guest, Justin Bryant, right after this short break.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me here. All you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, October 20th. And once again, I'm joined by my special guest, Justin Bryant, creator of the YouTube channel Just Incredible Things, which is fantastic. If you have a chance, check it out. I haven't posted a link yet in the chat area, but I'll do that before the second hour here in the next break. And I encourage you to check it out. Like I said before, he has excellent videos. It's fantastic coverage. Just kind of a great, what I would call balanced perspective, so to speak, and great information. And I really appreciate you coming on the broadcast again, Justin, because I know you're busy. Honestly, I don't know how you do it. I mean, you
I don't sleep much.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Drives my girlfriend a bit crazy, but she's one that helps push me even further. And again, I'm truly honored to be on the show. I can't thank you enough. You know, she's one of those people that I've watched her, you know, put herself through school and the drive she has. And that's one thing I could always tell people. And this is one thing I think that a lot of people in society mess up with is they want to tag along. And I saw this yesterday. They want to go with what's in style. And the best thing you can do at any time is it's who you surround yourself with. And yeah, change your perspective and open your eyes better. And one thing, I've surrounded myself with people that I know push me in the right direction, like watching my girlfriend, the way how hard she worked in school. I mean, her determination, the fact she would be up till 4 a.m. doing homework and then sleep for 2 hours and go take a test, you know, watching my son with his drive. And, you know, if somebody's going to bring negativity in your life, you got to step away. You're going to get pulled in. And too many of these kids today, that's all they know is negativity. So they're easily drawn to it, and then they're engulfed in it, and they stick with it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you obviously present that perspective on your YouTube channel. And as you said earlier, as we discussed, you created the channel back in 2012. You did a bunch of other stuff. But in the last year, like you said, it's been pretty obvious that the content that you were talking about is from your heart, and that seems to resonate with your audience, your subscriber base. Mm-hmm. And
I gotta say, they're channel, some of the best.
Yeah, your channel has a little over 500,000 views at this point, but that's not as fairly indicative of the meteoric rise that you've kind of been experiencing over the last year. I think that folks will see when they look at, especially some of your Las Vegas video coverage, which has been fantastic, by the way. And I want to get into that in the second hour here. We're already, the first hour is over, folks. I can't believe it. Stick around. We'll be right back with my special guest in the second hour, coming up right after this short break.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the